welcome everybody to your Wednesday edition of the Pinpoint Podcast. It is Wednesday, March 13th, 2024. Thanks for joining us. It's your morning boy, Max, along with Kaylee Thomas. Lots of changes coming our way over the next 4 or 5 days or so, and it starts with a quite windy day today. W-I-N-D-S day. Spells Wednesday. That is exactly what we'll have on hand today, as that trough of low pressure gets a little bit closer to us. We are pumping in some Gulf moisture ahead of it, setting the stage for what could be an active Thursday and Friday across the state of Texas, the Great Plains, even up to the Midwest. But for us today, it's just going to be warm, humid, and breezy. Now, we can't rule out an isolated light shower or two, but for the most part, not going to worry about that. We start off with potentially some patchy fog, some low cloud cover, and we'll see if we can shake some of those as we head into the afternoon to give us a partly cloudy finish with high temperatures in the low to mid 80s. So we got the humidity, we got the warmth, we got to set up the other stuff. For the rest of the other stuff, here's Kaylee.
So then we get into Thursday, Friday, and the storm potential of it all. And it is just that, a potential. There's a chance on Thursday that the atmosphere stays capped and things stay on the quieter side. However, data into the Pinpoint Weather Center still supports that at least we can get some storms up and going. And if we can do so, all severe modes will need to be monitored for. Specifically for us, I think it's going to be a gusty wind concern as well as hail potential. But if these storms pop up as singular isolated cells, then that tornado potential is non-zero and we'll need to monitor that. I think the highest potential and highest chance that we see bigger, rowdier storms is just up to our north and over to the northeast, circled around the Ark-La-Tex area. Storm Prediction Center has been monitoring that area, and I think we'll need to keep an eye on that and see if any of that activity can drift down our way on Thursday. Then we get into Friday, where the actual cold front looks to move into the Brazos Valley, and that I think is going to be a better lifting mechanism for us, and I think that brings us a higher coverage of rain, although maybe the intensity not as high as storms that we could see on Thursday. Not going to rule out a few stronger storms on Friday, gusty winds, small pocket change size hail, but right now, I think severe thresholds, we'd stay below that. But new data into the Pinpoint Weather Center as we get closer could certainly change our minds about that. It's just one of those kinds of spring setups where we have to watch, wait, and see, and really monitor data as it comes in. And as we get that new data into the Pinpoint Weather Center, best resource for you to find it is that Pinpoint Weather app, as well as KBTX.com. We'll continually have updates there again as fresh data comes in. Then we got to talk about that cold front that sparks up that rain chance on Friday. Now, depending on where it stalls as we head into the weekend, could mean that we need to keep the umbrella and the rain jacket around into your Saturday, into your Sunday, and into your Monday as well. But it's also a cold front, so we do get some cooler and eventually some drier air, and that does move into the weekend, where our high temperatures go from the 80s on Friday down to the 70s on Saturday, upper 60s on Sunday, and potentially the lower 60s as we get into early next week.
Statistics with Meax. Hey, this is pretty fun. You may have seen the announcements all over social media, kbtx.com. We've got football coming to Kyle Field. Not American football, football. That is June 8th, a Saturday. That is a friendly match between Brazil and Mexico. Listen, I don't want to talk about summer weather too much before we even get close to it, but still kind of fun to think about considering it will be a very large outdoor event. Now, if we're talking seasonal averages, the normal high around that time of year is about 92. The normal low is about 72. The record low, only about 61. That was set back in 1996. The record high of 102 was set back in 1948, and a record amount of precip fell for that calendar day of 2.41 inches back in 2004. Believe it or not, no snow recorded for that date. But as I'm looking at the seasonal averages for the month of June, actually a trace of snow was recorded 3 days later on June 11th back in 1916. So I suppose it's not impossible. We'll see whether that first kick is at the afternoon or evening time frame, and of course continue to update you as we get a little bit closer to that event. Another fun fact, that is also super regional weekend for college baseball. So hopefully the Aggies will be hosting, and it will be a busy little weekend in BCS. All right, gang, we digress and then we bring it back. Thanks for joining us for this edition of the Pinpoint Podcast. Remember, the latest can always be found on your Pinpoint weather app, the.com, on air, and of course, on the next edition of the Pinpoint Podcast. Hold on to your hats, turn on the AC, and enjoy your Wednesday. For Kaylee Thomas, I'm Max Crawford. Let's make it a great rest of the day.